It was unbelievable.
Richard Peeler of Niagara Falls celebrated his 88th birthday on New Year's Day. He served in the Korean War. In September, Peeler and 50 other war veterans traveled with the Buffalo Niagara Honor Flight. They attended the National World War II Memorial in Washington, D.C. And it was on that trip that they received handwritten notes and letters from Grand Island students thanking them for their service.
Thank you for your service. If it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be alive. And all sorts of cute stuff.
Peeler was overwhelmed.
One of the kids said my granddad fought in Vietnam. And it tears your heart to see how patriotic these youngsters are. Yeah, we're going in the right direction. You don't have to worry about our country with kids like this. And I tell you, every one of us was touched.
It's very nice to let them know that we appreciate that.
Alexander Pitts attends the Veronica E. Connor Middle School in Grand Island. He says even though World War II occurred a very long time ago, it's important to remember those who served and sacrificed for our country.
My dad was in the Air Force, so it's such a big sacrifice to the families to serve in the military and be away from their families a long time to keep our country safe.
This new generation absolutely understands the sacrifices that have been made for our country.
Kathy Brown is a special education teacher at Grand Island Schools. She volunteers with the Buffalo Niagara Honor Flight and handles mail for the veterans. Brown reached out to other Grand Island teachers, asking students to write the thank you notes to veterans.
I find it very refreshing to read these letters and see what the kids are even saying, because they are so genuine in their respect for the veterans.
Peeler was so touched by the students' letters that he will appear at tonight's school board meeting to present an American flag. This flag previously flew over the U.S. Capitol building, which Peeler purchased.
I just wanted to show some sort of appreciation. And one night, the flag idea came to mind, so that's what I did. I was so touched. It's something that I'll never forget.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.